Good evening, Nina.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
A good evening it is indeed.
Yes, it is a beautiful night and been a beautiful day. How are you over there?
I'm doing well. I'm peaceful and still thinking about that moon last night.
Beautiful. Well, the stillness does help, doesn't
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah.
it?
It's yeah. It's everything.
Yes, it is. And we're entering into that time of the stillness of that season of the solstice, where everything gets a little quieter in the darkness. We can find the divine. So that's a beautiful way to open, and we could feel it. I know that I can, just the shifting of the seasons and the call, the luring in to kind of go deeper within the self. So let's start off with doing that together as a community, just welcoming everybody and recognizing this sacred season that we are entering into, closing our eyes and letting go of all that we have been holding on to through our day, just relaxing into present moment time, relinquishing any burdens that we might be carrying, any worries, anything that is preoccupying our mind, and doing our best to yield those at the foot of the divine, letting go of all of those cares and worries, and knowing that really they have no business being so tethered to us as if they are real and as if we are in control. So, inviting in the ability at this time to let go of all of those feelings that we are needing to be in control, and letting go into the arms of the divine, into the grace of God, into the oneness of love. And as we are doing that and continuing to go deeper into our surrender, deeper into the depth of the mystery, deeper into the stillness, we are calling upon our Father Creator and our Holy Divine Mother, asking for blessings in our heart and in our minds, and asking to be really present with us at this time, and actually asking ourselves to let go of what is standing in the way of being present with the ending eternal life force of your divinity, Father, Mother, God. So at this time, just forgiving ourselves for the ways in which we have turned away, the ways in which we have tried to control our whole life, and we let go of that feeling of needing to be in control, and we fall into the great mystery of the one that is in charge, the oneness, the greatness of divine love. And as we are going deeper into the mystery and being blanketed with this grace, with the great mystery of the unmanifest, calling upon the teachers and angels and masters and guides of the higher planes of attunement, and asking for a blessing and sponsorship of this sacred prayer this evening to enter in and to help us Help us to let go. Help us to receive. Help us to open. Help us to be more ourselves in our authentic expression. Help us to be liberated from the noise of our own makings of the mind, to relinquish the resentments, the fears, the old patterns that perpetuate suffering, and to take that brave step into letting go into the unknown and finding everlasting love there to greet us. Help us to make better choices in our life that are aligned with the truth, with joy, with life-affirming actions. Help to clear and cleanse and purify our heart this evening for the things that we have accumulated that are keeping us withholding our love, and praying to have that purification come in, the holy purification rays of the Mother to wash us clean, to give us the opportunity to open our hearts wider, to be courageous in our loving, to fall deeper into self-acceptance, and therefore falling into acceptance of what is, to see the world as it is, not the way that we want it to be, or not the way that we think it is through our illusionary filters, but helping us to see the world through your eyes, Mother, Father. Help to lift us up into a higher realm of understanding, of seeing those events that maybe catch our attention and keep us tethered to judgment, that rather we can see them with the all seeing eye of compassion, of greater and total understanding, and therefore giving us the ability to let go and to let God and to let love prevail, and giving thanks in the process, and taking a pause as we are expanding more into the totality of the truth of who we are, to share this love with those that are near and dear, that are going through suffering and going through hardships, just sending the spirit of grace and sponsoring this prayer to help to unlock suffering and to bring healing, grace, wellness, clarity, beauty, acceptance, and joy. And as we are expanding even greater and sending that out and no longer withholding this love, feeling the emanations of light and love coming through our whole being, seeing that there is no beginning and no ending, and anchoring this beauty into the earth below us, wherever we are on the planet, and allowing our Mother Earth to feel this love that happens when we let go and allow the divine to move through us, to bring the radiance of purification through the veins of our Mother Earth, and to allow it to shine through our hearts and go out into the world, to the sacred waters, to the ocean, to the mountains, to the children, to the consciousness of humanity, to lift the veil, to alchemize the fear, and to bring faith and restoration in the truth and in love. Lifting the veil, bringing the melody of the sacred song of the divine. To touch upon the world, to bring joy. And as we are entering into this season, where we are entering into the time, getting closer and closer to the time of hibernation, giving us the opportunity to go deep within the quietude, to find that stillness. And to discover the divine, and to work to perpetuate the emanations of the divine with our love, with our stillness, through our eyes, through our smile, through our actions, through our love. Lifting up a beloved by the name of James Robert Galloway and asking for the grace of God to touch upon his brain and his heart and his body to bring healing, to bring restoration, to bring miraculous gifts of grace into his heart and his mind and to his loved ones that surround him. For guidance, for healing and peace, the melodies of the Sacred Mother to enter into his sphere of consciousness. Lifting up Edna and Pete Briglia, praying for a great blessing on their lives of good fortune, of peace, of grace, and of clarity. And we are lifting up Dylan Bauer. Just getting a message here that he just passed away in a car crash a few days ago. He was only 30, so just blessing his soul on his transition back home, asking for the masters and creator to help to welcome him home, to send love and grace and peace. And for those who have been left behind, the parents and the family of him that are in suffering, we're asking for the grace of God to enter into their lives, into their hearts, into their spheres of consciousness, to bring comfort and grace and the ability to be healed and restored. With faith and with love, and bringing this spirit of peace and grace and love back into ourselves at this time so that we can receive and learn on newer, greater ways how to receive, to open our hearts, to not have to change everybody else, but to be the grace of love. And knowing that that is the biggest gift that we could bring to others is the spirit of peace and grace and love. Falling into acceptance, into joy, into gratitude for the breath of life, for the gift of life, praying and asking for that life-affirming consciousness to grow in each and every one of us and to stand strong. And the gifts that we bring to the world of being ourselves, putting down the masks, and allowing the authentic expression of love to come through. Giving thanks, and we say these prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Teilhard.
Omotayo, thank you, Nina, for reminding us of this season of stillness that we are entering into so we can relinquish those things that keep us from ourselves, that we can be in communion with the unending and eternal oneness of divine love and presence that is right within us, and be blessed by our angels and guides to receive the light and love that is around us and be free to express our true selves, to fall ever deeper into self-acceptance and acceptance of what really is and not what we want or project it to be, so we can live from that place in beauty, love, joy, and harmony with the sacred song of our lives.
Wow, thank you. So beautiful. Thank you so much for encapsulating that prayer.
It's my pleasure, and this prayer continues to encapsulate me in a really helpful way.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for continuing to show up in that way, honey. And being a living testimony and seeing how these teachings and truths really can help us through, navigate our life in a good way.
Yeah. So, speaking of stillness and the time that we're entering into, we will be offering a winter solstice class on the 21st. And I'll talk more about the specifics and the time and things like that when it gets a little closer, but definitely an excellent class to be on. The solstices are kind of these anchoring points at different ends of the polarity, and like we talked about, this is stillness and all of nature's kind of not retreating, but returning to its center and to its central axis and place of life. So this is the opportune moment for us to do that as well.
Such a powerful time. It's probably one of my favorites, and I'll just say that class is going to be live. I believe we worked it out to be the actual moment of winter solstice, and I'll be doing it from the mountains of Transylvania, and it's very sacred land, and I'm looking forward to it. So inviting anyone who feels a call to join that call.
Wow, that's cool. I'll
Yeah.
definitely
Good. Yay.
be there.
Yay.
All right. Thank you so much, Nina. And thank you, everyone, for coming again and again. And if this is your first time, thank you. We hope to see you again. And we hope you get involved with all the stuff we do, and we become great friends. May we all go in peace.
Thank you.